This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzuq, will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary today. President Muizzuq will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. He will also hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu tomorrow evening. During his visit, Dr. Muizzuq will also visit Agra, Bengaluru and Mumbai. Maldives is India's key maritime neighbour in the Indian Ocean region and holds a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar and India's neighbourhood first policy. The visit is expected to lend further momentum to cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. After peaceful conclusion of voting process, now electronic voting machines have been kept under three-layer security in strong rooms at different districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on the 18th and the 25th of September and the 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde today visited the site of the fire accident in Mumbai's Chembur area and declared a compensation of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the victims. CM said government would also provide free treatment to the two persons injured in the incident. 7 members of a family, including 3 minors, were killed in a fire incident today when a shop at the ground floor of a 2-storied building caught fire due to faulty electrical wiring. Expressing shock and grief over the incident, CM said the cause of the accident would be properly investigated by the administration and necessary steps would be taken to avert such incidents in the future. The Indian Air Force, IAF, conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF, observed on the 8th of October. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar aircraft participating in the thrilling air show. The Surya Kiran aerobatic team and the Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. Later talking to Akashvani News, one of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience. As tensions escalate in West Asia, French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday called for a halt on its arms deliveries to Israel for use in Gaza, provoking a sharp response from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Macron also criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to send troops for ground operations into Lebanon. On the other hand, the Israeli Prime Minister in a video message slammed the French President, saying all civilized countries should be standing firmly by Israel's fight against the forces of barbarism led by Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli forces bombed a mosque in Deir al-Balah in Gaza, killing at least 21 Palestinians and wounding dozens others. The Israeli military claims it was serving as the Hamas command center. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup match in Dubai, Pakistan were 35-3 after 7.2 overs against India a short while ago. Earlier, Pakistan decided to bat first after winning the toss. While Pakistan secured a victory over Sri Lanka in the opening match, India had lost the opening match against New Zealand on Friday. A win would give Harmanpreet Kaur's team the first points and some breathing room. In cricket, Indian men's team will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the 3-match series at the Madhav Rao Sindhya New Cricket Stadium in Gwalior this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.